Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. We don't see anything unusual on roadways this morning, just the usual slowdowns trying to get in and out of Danville and stacked up at the traffic lights in Northumberland. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we have a candidate for office. Now, she's not going to be elected, if she's elected, until the fall of next year, but she's got the campaign underway. Democrats around the valley already know about her. Michelle Siegel is here from Selins Grove, and she's a Democratic candidate in the 27th District State Senate race. It's not really even a race yet. It's not till next year, but you're out there campaigning, getting your name out there, and trying to get the word out now, right?
Yeah, we figure if we want a chance, we got to start early. So we're just out there trying to get it known that I'm running. We are trying to set up conversations with small businesses, with farmers, with people, and try to find out what is actually affecting them and what could be something that we could actually do in Harrisburg to help them, because I don't see that very much, especially around here. I think people are reaching out and want their government to help them, and Harrisburg is often very silent and not necessarily doing things I think they're in the best interest of the average worker in central Pennsylvania.
All right, well, that's an understatement if there ever was one. And I think this is a listening tour, so to speak. I don't think you call it that, but you're not going around and tell everybody that you're meeting how they should behave or what you're going to do in Harrisburg. You're asking them what you should do or how they feel about certain topics?
Yeah, we want to know the campaign wants to know what people need. We have one in two PA residents are struggling to afford health care. You have four in five are worried about the cost of it. And then my mom works as a tech at Evan that does endoscopy, and she said a big issue is because of that, people aren't going back and getting follow-up scans and tests that they need. And this is stuff that's impacting real people. You have 8,000 manufacturing jobs that were lost in the last year in Pennsylvania. You have 6,000 farms that have gone as of 2017 in Pennsylvania. And these are things that are really affecting the average person in central Pennsylvania. And I don't think that their voice is being heard in Harrisburg. And I think this is leading to the reason why there's so much anger right now, specifically in society. And it's because they feel like they're being let down. They're looking for the people that are leading them to give them something in return. And instead, it's being taken away. They see their jobs taken away. They see their community hurting. And I'm trying to run to say, you know what, we've kind of just had it. We need somebody to go to Harrisburg and just say, this can't go on. We need to stop playing the game. You need to stop hiding down there. You need to actually talk to the people and hear what the people need and what's going to actually make their lives better.
Well, you brought with you a person who's becoming your campaign manager from Selins Grove. Kristen Volchansky is here.
So hi.
Welcome aboard. Thanks. Thanks for coming in. What does the early campaign entail? Explain what you guys are doing so far.
Well, as you said, it's early days right now. So a lot of what we've been doing is, again, as Michelle said, trying to meet as much as possible with the people who would be her constituents, small business owners, farmers, nurses, teachers, you know, constituents in general. We're also moving into the phase of trying to start setting up campaign events. So in November, we'll be looking at having a campaign event to introduce Michelle as a candidate, hopefully in every county, and we're hoping in Northumberland County to actually do two, since it's a large county and part of it is in the coal region, and that is a very specific constituency with different needs as opposed to the eastern side of the county. We were just in the Halloween parade about a week ago.
Well, then it's official.
Yeah.
You're out. If you're in a parade, you're a politician.
Yeah.
Or you're a candidate anyway. All right. Well, super. Well, thank you. I appreciate the information. Michelle Siegel is here from Selins Grove. She's now an announced Democratic candidate for state senate in the 27th district. That's the seat currently occupied by Republican John Gordner. And you're here to tell us that you'd be a much different person in Harrisburg than he is.
Yeah, I think what we've seen is the things like the wholesale, the gas tax, and stuff like this is very...
It should be the tax increase, the gas tax increase about 7 or 8 years ago, something in that.
Yeah, and it's what is concerning is these are like regressive taxes. They aren't based on income. They end up hurting the average person that has to drive. And in central Pennsylvania, that's a lot of people have to... My husband drives an hour to and from work each day. Like, this isn't like just living in Philly when you can walk to work. Like, this is affecting the person, the small business, like a trucking company. This is the stuff that stuff is hitting, and I don't necessarily think it's been thought through. And then it was supposed to go to, you know, road construction and stuff like that, and then you're finding out that the money is not actually going there, which is the little, you know, they used to call it the bait and switch, right? So there's stuff like this that I think people want transparency. Like, if you're not going to use that money for what you said, tell us. Just tell us. Be honest and say this is where it's going.
Well, where is the money going? We have the CSVT underway, so that's supposedly funded by that.
So from what I understand, it's actually going to the state police, which I have no issue giving raises in income to the state police. I think that's super important. But the issue for me is it's not transparent. You're not, you said you were going to use it for one thing, you're using it for something else. And I think that's the thing that frustrates people about government. They see the only thing that the government's really good at is getting in there to vote to give themselves a raise, right? But they don't want to vote to give an average worker a raise, which I think is another big thing we need to focus on in Pennsylvania. The person that, you know, my dad was a laborer. He got up every day, worked hard to give me a great life and my brother a great life. And I don't think that those people are being looked at in Harrisburg. I don't think that they're being fought for. I don't think teachers are. I don't think nurses are. Especially Mr. Gordner has not voted anything for nurses. And that's very upsetting to me. Somebody that actually has a medical condition. I've spent a lot of time in a hospital. I've seen that nurse that's working the 12-hour shift. And then she comes in and it's 16 hours and she's still working. And she's got way too many people to take care of. Admissions, discharges. This stuff needs to be thought through. It's not helping people. And I believe that the government is supposed to be helping people, and it's failing at that at this point.
Right. So we'll talk about some other big issues in a moment. Tell me more about yourself. You're from Selins Grove. You are the mom of young Alexander. So Alex is...
Yes, I have to say hi, Alex, as he's listening right now. He's 8 years old. He's in second grade. He's one of the big reasons that I actually am running, because I realized nobody's actually thinking about our children's future, about providing a safe, great commonwealth for them to live in that is thriving. The commonwealth used to be the place that we looked at as a leader in the Northeast United States, and now we see that we're a leader in things that aren't great, with tied with Wisconsin for the most job loss over the last year, fifth in the dirtiest polluters in the country. So these are not great things. And we used to be the innovator. And I think we can get back to that if we follow that. But yeah, I'm born and raised in Selins Grove. I graduated from Selins Grove High School. I was valedictorian in 2000. And then I went to Susquehanna University and graduated from the Earth Environmental Sciences program there. Great university, I recommend it. It's a great department.
And you got a BS, so you got the highest degree that's available from the university.
Yes.
No master's there, correct? At SU? I know there's no doctorate program. Yeah. But in any event, okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And then I guess for me, it's just, I love this area. I grew up in it. I didn't want to leave it. I thought it was a great place to raise a child. And for me, it's just very personal when I see that there's so much stuff that's not helping people going on. And to me, that's very frustrating. And that's why another big reason I want to run, I wanted to help my community. When I see that fracking water is being dumped in the Susquehanna River, and everybody who swims in that river. And when you see Maryland now complaining and saying, Pennsylvania, what are you doing? Why, all the
pollution.
You're
killing us,
exactly.
I believe is their phrase.
Yeah, like, and nobody's talking about this. There's an opportunity here to make big shifts to better energy sources that are going to help make us healthier. And that's being overlooked. And sometimes, you know what, you had to make that jump. And throughout history, you know, we started burning wood and then we went to coal. Those were huge changes we had to make, and we can make those changes, but it's going to be hard, but if we want to actually make this Commonwealth great again and be the envy of the United States, we have to take time and invest in these things.
You're active with the Rivertown Coalition, also the Climate Reality Project. Mm-hmm. You're vice chair and a state committee representative for the Snyder County Democratic Committee. You volunteer sometimes at the Selinsgrove Area School District. Do you have an occupation? Are you working?
So I was youth leader at one of the local churches, and when I decided to run, I decided that if I want to do this, my husband and I talked, and it was better that I just resigned and focused completely on this, because I actually want to take the time and knock on people's doors and talk to them. I don't want to just do the same old yap, 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 promise, 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 and when I get down there, nothing. I want to know what's affecting people, what they need out of Harrisburg. And so that's why this is my life. This is Kristen's life for the next year. We are just focused on listening to people and what they need out of their government.
You're the daughter of Lori and Bob Rathfon, and the husband of Charles Siegel, a mother of Alexander Siegel, the good eighth grader, or sixth or second grader who's eight and getting ready for school, I guess. And let's see, you get a closing remark. Maybe include in that how folks can get more information about your candidacy.
I just want people to know that I'm born and raised here. I'm one of us. I'm not looking to go to Harrisburg to benefit myself. I want to go to Harrisburg to benefit the people. I want to represent the person here that's working really hard to make ends meet and is concerned about what's going on in the world. And if you would like to get involved in the campaign right now, you can find us on Facebook at Michelle for PA Senate District 27. Like the page. We'll follow. We'll keep you up on what events I'll be doing in the area. And you can also send me a message. You can get on my email list, so I can also keep you informed that way. And then there will be a website and stuff coming out. Again, we're very in the early stages of the campaign, so that stuff we're still working on. But right now, just find us on Facebook, Michelle Siegel for PA Summit District 27.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Michelle Siegel,
Selinsgrove. Your campaign manager with us today, Kristen Volchansky. Thanks for coming in. Very much appreciated. Facebook, Michelle for PA District 27, or Michelle for PA
Senate District 27.
There you go, PA Senate. I knew there was a word in there. PA District 27. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.